Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Oh, Robert and Ben Salem's back with us, and he may have a winner in the big game here today. That's exactly right. It's all in the call of disgusting behavior. It is. It's one of the top 10 Seinfeld moments. You know what? I haven't done a top 10 in a while. Maybe by Friday. Top 10, because Henry can help with this. Seinfeld moments, just for some fun. I don't know if I can count on Dan as much on these Seinfeld moments.
Dan, start binging right now.
Yeah, I've watched it through twice, but it's like fall asleep material, not like study it and do trivia on tours.
No,
like
you got to see it at least 25 to 28 times, I'd say.
I'm in that ballpark, too.
Yeah,
I've seen it umpteenth times.
Yeah, it's...
The reruns on as a kid to now.
Right. That's Friday. I'll put that down. The big list. You can hit me with your all-time Seinfeld moment. I think Robert has one of them. All right, a couple quick things, though. Jimmy Kimmel blames liberals going after comedians for Trump getting elected. It's a written interview, and I'll give you a little bit of that. Jimmy, I guess when you do blackface to make it several times, that might be a bit over the line. But what's roiling today is the judge, the same judge that's involved in the El Salvador sending a guy there to the plane that was sent to the El Salvador, not turning around, has issued now a contempt citation, if you will, for President Trump, saying that there's going to be a price to pay for that. They're going to have to appear in court. When the plane wouldn't turn around, this edict of this district judge, he's going to follow up, too, on the El Salvador thing, I think, even though the Supreme Court has been fairly explicit in that. And a caller suggested Bill Bradley as an influential athlete. Yeah, back in the day, he was sort of. He ran for president. He was right up there in that pantheon. And he was a heck of a story when he played. I think he scored 52 in the NCAA tournament at one point. But Jalen Hurts, among the 100 most influential people. Now, I've always said, who are the three most influential people in the Philadelphia area? And they are the Cardinals/Archbishop, the mayor, and the Eagles head football coach. I may have to change that to Jeffrey Lurie now. The owner might be a little bit more influential in certain ways of how you look at it. But those are the three big jobs here. The mayor might be down on the list. That's going down. Maybe it's a governor.
His nominating author was none other than Yankees former shortstop Derek Jeter.
Yes.
Wrote, when Jalen Hurts went through and being benched during the 2018 National Championship game would break a lot of people down, but not Jalen. He focused on what he could control and found a new path to success. Sometimes people win, then exhale. Jalen is not exhaling. He's embracing the next challenge, win or lose. Jalen's resilience and determination offer all of us something to admire.
I know, but 20 people in the world.
And another guy is Nunes.
100 in the world, yeah.
And he's higher than Kim Jong?
That's what they were debating. Yeah. Is he ranked in there? They just say these are the 100 most. They don't rank them. I don't know if they rank them here. So we're not sure. Okay. Here is Jesse Waters last night. And I'm going to play you, in addition to Waters, the angel mom, Patty Morin. She's the mom of the woman, the blonde the female that was killed by illegal aliens in Maryland. And Van Halen, the band leader to El Salvador, wouldn't take their call. These Democrats have no standing, and they're putting their heart and soul into a guy who's at least questionable beyond belief, the more we know about him. So he's a father. So what? He's wearing a Bulls cap. Now, I think Jesse Waters goes a little bit to the well here, a little bit too much. But this is the circumstantial evidence. Apparently, MS-13 and or the Venezuelan gang, I think they're hyper over Michael Jordan or certain apparel of Michael Jordan. And somehow or another, they denigrate that by wearing Bulls hats and all. Listen to Waters. This is Cut 20 last night. Talking about Mr. Garcia, the guy that's in the El Salvadorian prison.
In a hoodie. Garcia's a Bulls fan, but he's from El Salvador, and he lives in Maryland, not Chicago. The Bulls lost 60 games in 2019, so why the hat? Can Garcia name anyone on the team? Anyone on any Bulls team besides Jordan? Everyone from El Salvador knows
Good
what
question.
It means when you wear a Bulls hat. It means you're MS-13. When you're in Compton, you don't accidentally wear red and say, oh, I didn't know red was Bloods. If you're a Latin American illegal alien in Maryland, you don't accidentally wear Chicago Bulls gear and hang around with high-ranking gangsters from MS-13. This is the reason he had to break into the country. Are you ready? A local gang in El Salvador was shaking down his grandma's tortilla shop. And his lawyers say if he gets sent back to El Salvador, he's a dead man. It's a tortilla blood vendetta. Seriously.
All right, Henry, have you ever heard that? I defer to you.
Stay out of sports, Jesse.
Okay.
Oh,
so
my gosh. What a complete farce. Well,
why is he wearing it?
Because it's, like you said, it's Michael Jordan. It's the most recognizable brand in probably NBA basketball in the last, 30, 40 years. It's just something people would wear around. Like, if I saw someone wearing a Bulls hat around Philadelphia, I might razz them a bit, but I wouldn't be surprised.
You're not MS.
I don't know.
Oh, I meant you're in this deadly gang.
A Bulls hat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if you wear a Yankees hat, that you're
It's the same thing. It's the same. Yeah. It's the same. Wearing a Yankees hat or anything like that. If I saw someone wearing a Steph Curry jersey, I wouldn't be like, oh, my gosh, a gang member.
There are a lot of Crips that do wear Yankees hats.
Sure.
There is a connection when you connect them to the other things involved here. You know, some of the people he was around with. Okay.
It's like an SAT question.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. Okay.
All people that wear Bulls hats support MS-13?
Can he name one Chicago Bull, though? I don't know if they asked him.
And why is Jesse going on about, oh, they lost 60 games in 2019? That's 6 years ago. Who cares?
Well, because 2019 is when he had the hat. That's why.
Oh, yeah. Boo-hoo.
That's when he got arrested.
They're probably cheap. That's probably why he got it then. They stink.
All right, here is...
Chuck Gabagool says, this is not a farce. There's truth to sports colors and symbolism.
Okay, yeah, and I think we ought to... Now, I'm just not going to cavalier come on here and say what Jesse said. All due respect to him, though. I think there is an element of looking at this.
So is there going to be a lot of MS-13 gang members at the United Center tonight for that play-in game? Is that what we're saying?
You know what? You see on Dom's list, you must have seen my list tonight. I have on here, watch the play-in game. See if there are any guys there that look like MS-13.
Now, what if he's wearing a Red Wings hat?
Oh, well, that's right. Ship him back to Canada, then. That's what we do. Here's the Angel mom, though. Patty Morin. Now, you may remember, not as famous, maybe, as Lake and Riley, but equally as deadly. Here's what she said last night with Hannity. The Van Hollen guy is a typical liberal Democrat. If you will not acknowledge these people who have suffered under illegals being here, because you're afraid that will look bad for you, then you can't die on the hill of going to El Salvador to rescue this guy. O'Reilly was on this week, and I think he made a good thing. Look, get the guy out of the El Salvador thing. There seems to be a mistake that we weren't targeting him necessarily to go there. But he's got a deportation order, not once but twice. We arrest him, and then we kick him out. The problem is, where is he going to be sent? El Salvador will not accept him unless it's the prison thing. Where would he go? Scott Jennings last night making the point. We don't want him here. I don't want him here. He doesn't belong here. He's not a Marylander, whether he's a Bulls fan or not with this.
I just pulled up a picture. It's not even a red Bulls hat.
Right. It's not. It's some cheaper hat, I guess.
It's like the blackout ones.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the mom, though, making the point. How does this guy have the nerve to go to El Salvador, and Cory Booker's taking a plane load of people, allegedly, Democrats, to go to El Salvador? Do they really think they win on this? So I wouldn't get too angry, but I didn't lose a loved one in this, as the mom does. I would just say, let this play out, because the more they do this, the more the American people are not going to side with them. Here's the mom.
What are your thoughts on your senator going to bat for this illegal, but did he ever say anything to you and your family about your loss, to ever call you, ever take the time to be with you?
No, actually, I'm very angry. I'm actually outraged, but I'm too sad at the moment to show anger at the same time. He did not call our family. He did not give condolences. There was no action on the Democratic Party in any way, from Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Mayorkas, anyone here in Maryland, none of the senators did anything to help search for the murderer of my daughter.
All right. So there you go. They have absolutely no standing in this. So we're the ones that have to be the arbiters of what to do in this and the way that it goes. They have no standing. They don't care about it. They want to run away from it. They think, well, you know, a lot of people get murdered. Why do we focus on this? And the answer is this. We have our own criminals. We don't need more of these guys, whether the Bulls thing is correct or not with this guy.
Ah.
Yes.
So, did some digging. Just pulled up an organized crime spotlight report from the State of New Jersey Commission of Investigation, which suggests that because of the prominent horns of the bull, the MS-13 members do indeed favor wearing Chicago Bulls gear because that's essentially the logo of their...
horns.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, Waters could have drilled
the
down
logo,
a little
quote,
bit more.
The logo, quote, depicts a bull with prominent horns.
So why not Vikings?
That's a good question, yeah.
Well, Michael Jordan, I mean, they got the... Now, maybe they was secondary to horns. They like Michael Jordan, the product, the whole thing. And then they see the horns and they're into that, so... you know, go figure, but I
it's
don't
usually
think
devil
it's,
horns, too, though.
Yeah.
Why not the Devils?
Yeah. Well,
that's a good
they don't care.
Why not the LA Rams?
I can't see MS-13 involved with the Jersey Devils or, you know, whatever they are now.
I'm fascinated. I got more information. I just find it fascinating. It says traditionally, MS-13 members have been identifiable to law enforcement by their tattoos, an important measure of commitment in the gang's culture. Images of shirtless men gaudily inked from hairline to waistline abound on the internet. Few MS-13 members in New Jersey are quite so ostentatious. Even so, it is common for MS-13 members here to memorialize their gang affiliation. Tattoos typically include the words MS-13 or X3. Or the number 503, El Salvador's telephone country code, or a representation of devil horns, whether drawn independently or shown as hands in the shape of devil horns. One potential challenge for law enforcement is that the leaders of an El Salvador gang have instructed members in the United States in recent years to forego identifying tattoos or to get tattoos only on parts of the body that can be covered. Similarly, leadership has ordered subordinates to avoid the gang's trademark colors to better blend in. Law enforcement officials told the commission, MS-13 members have traditionally worn blue and white clothing, or wore blue and black clothing with sneakers of the same color. Some also have been known to favor Chicago Bulls attire because the logo depicts a bull with prominent horns.
All right. So, you know, Waters went a bridge too far with it, but there is a nub of this stuff with these guys. That's what I think is playing out. I think the circumstantial evidence of this guy, he's palling around with them at least, and he deserved to be deported. He's got two deportation orders. Robert and Ben Salem, though. Hey, Robert, you've been AWOL. How you doing?
Hey, Tom. Henry, it's good to talk to you guys today, and I have been pretty preoccupied with automobile things, but okay. Everything's good now.
Good.
I'm looking at what's going on, and I'm with the tariffs and the so-called trade wars, and I'm watching people on X saying, "I'm an American and I stand with Canada," and I'm thinking to myself, this is what I was talking about with the lack of commonality in this country. And it's exacerbated by the mindless Trump derangement syndrome from people who would rather see him fail than see this country succeed. And it makes me sick. And I wonder, Dom, what happens if we get into a serious war when Trump is president? What are these Democrats going to do? Are they going to aid and abet the enemy? Are they going to do whatever they can to make sure America lose just so that Trump looks bad? It's getting just ridiculous, and it's like we're fighting a war with one of our hands tied behind our back because the people on the left are utterly mindless, and it's just disgusting.
And my counter to that, my counter to that would be they can fly to El Salvador, Cory Booker in this, every time they do that, just like Jasmine Crockett, it backfires and it aids Trump. So it's, to your point, it's where's the sense of America? You just don't like Trump. But it backfires. This El Salvador thing is backfiring.
And it's media. The media spent 64 minutes last week talking about this guy, this Marilyn father, which is a joke, and 0 minutes talking about the guy who was convicted for killing Ms. Moran. And it's just, I'm getting tired of it, and I understand that it's undermining them in a way they can't see, and if they keep it up, they're going to keep losing, but it's just galling, okay? You're an American first. Your political party comes second, jackass, and, oh, man.
That's the tension, is it not? The outrage, but when you look down the road, eyes on the prize, you see what's going on here. All right, I think you got a great one here, a top 10 moment from Seinfeld.
And this happened during COVID, too. At a party, guy dips his chip, takes a bite, dips it back into the dip again. And I looked at him and said, I'm never coming to a party with people like you again. Because I was disgusted by it. You know? I'm not big on decorum, but have a little decorum.
That's a great one. Well, Timmy.
Did you just double dip that chip?
Excuse me?
You double dipped the chip.
Double dipped? What are you talking about?
You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again.
So?
That's like putting your whole mouth right in the dip. Look, from now on, when you take a chip, just take one dip and end it.
Well, I'm sorry, Timmy. But I don't dip that way.
Oh, you don't, huh?
No. You dip the way you want to dip. I'll dip the way I want to dip.
Give me the chip!
Hey!
Yeah, how many times with George, whether it's a kid in the bubble, the chipping, does it end up with this struggle at a place like a funeral, etc.?
Sorry, it's bit. The moops.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, God. All right, 855-839-1210. You get a line, you can get in. Hit us on the side question. Coming to you to breaking news today, of course, RFK Jr. We played that question from this extremist group, in my view. We trying to shame Americans if they're over 35 and having kids? Is that what we're going to do with this? Or an ultrasound? Really? We're looking at ultrasound now? You got to look at everything. Wait a minute. Let's put that in context. How many gazillion things are out there? Can you defend that? Don't you have to limit it to some degree? Is ultrasound causing autism? Well, how do we know? Okay. All right. Let's go down every rabbit hole here. 855-839-12.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
12:10. All right, time to your Dano Show. Welcome in. So with all these juicy things out there, including Chicago Bulls hats, Dan just gave me this organized crime thing, page after page of this, of how to deal with MS-13. I think they're worse than the Venezuelan gang since they've had long standing here. Venezuelan gang is newer, even though Martha Raddatz said only one. They only took on over one housing complex. And J.D. Vance, I don't think J.D. Vance can top himself as a comeback when he told Martha Raddatz, "Do you just hear yourself, Martha? Do you hear what you're saying?" Even deep down inside Skeletor's head, she had to be thinking, "Oh, man, what do I say to this guy? Do you hear yourself?" All right, but the story today right at the top of the show, RFK Jr., this is going to be fascinating. Look, he's still number one on my list to get on the air, and I have people, it's just very difficult. He's so much in demand. Today, saying by September, we're going to know. He's setting that window. Environmental factors, he talks about, toxins, and then he talked about a question, moms or dads or moms who were older having children, and he said ultrasound. Let's go to Jeff in Hatboro and talk radio 1210. Hey, Jeff, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Good, Jeff.
I'm trying to get through this fairly quickly with you. So I have three boys. I know I've spoke to you many times in the past.
Yep.
So I had Sean. I was 38 years old. Angela is 6 years younger than I am. I had Brian 2 years later, and Brian is severely non-functional autistic. He's now obviously 24 years old. And when I say non-functional, really can't have a conversation. Can read, very unsocial, which he's been since he was 13 months old when we had him diagnosed. And then 4 years later, so I'm now 44 years old, had Tommy, and Tommy has no issues at all either. Neither does Sean, my first. So the age thing, yes, people did say stuff about that, but they also constantly were bombarding us back then with the MMR shots. So it's just... I think everybody has their agenda with it. The one thing that I think is very detrimental when you have a child that is way down on the autism so-called spectrum, when they use the word spectrum, and then I see someone being interviewed like on TV for a show or whatever, and like, "Oh, this person has autism." I'm like, "Oh, wait a minute. You're sitting on TV, you're interacting with other people, you're having a conversation. You're not stimming. You're not holding your ears." I'm like, how are you possibly autistic? I don't get the comparison at all.
Yes, and I had to go back as this continues and read more on the spectrum, why it was established. But Jeff, yeah. I ran a summer camp, and I had kids, one of whom just like you said, your son is. And then I had others that I thought were potentially, looking back on it, autistic. So I get why they do it. And I think that's the biggest causal factor of why the numbers have increased so much. Doesn't that make sense?
Oh, absolutely it does. Absolutely that makes sense. Sure. Because they're considering children with other issues. Just to give you an idea, so you know where Sesame Place is up in Langhorne. So Easter Seals has a thing there every year for autistic kids. The place was jam-packed, jam-packed. And I'm going to tell you right now, 90% of those kids were nothing like Brian. Do they have issues? Listen, I'm not discounting any parent saying, look, this child has issues. But
I got you. You know what? That is a great insight to see that range. I get why they were doing it. I think it was a kindness of sorts to recognize stuff. Okay. But I get your point. When I think of autism, or at least in the past, I think exactly of what you're talking about with your son. Thank you, Jeff, as always. Coming up, the great Gordon Chang, newest book, Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America, at Gordon G. Chang on X. We'll talk with him and get the latest developments here as this plays out. And we'll get to your calls at 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. I was just telling Dan and Henry this Operation Raging Bull. When ICE went after MS-13, the big thing when they brought in 267 of them, they called it Operation Raging Bull. I'll give you a little bit more detail on that. I just think Jesse was a little, you know, it makes a better story. This guy definitively in El Salvador is with MS-13. He may have been fooling around with it, but he does have two deport orders, so deport him. All right, Gordon Chang, nobody better. Newest book, Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America, is with us as we see the twists and turns here. And China ultimately is the big target. What, since the last time we talked with him, what's different? The exemption on phones and laptops and stuff like this. Why do that? Does that signal them that they're getting the upper hand? Gordon's with us again here in Philadelphia. Hey, Gordon, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dom.
Yeah, the exemption that was put here, and then we're told it's not permanent, et cetera. I kind of saw it as more Trump weaving his way. The phones, though, does that give a signal to the Chinese that they're winning on this?
Well, the Chinese believe that. They saw that the exemption for the phones and for the semiconductors was President Trump realizing he had a weak position. Now, I'm not saying that the Chinese are right, but that's the way they think. And because they think that way, they then press the advantage, because then they started talking about the embargo on the export of rare earths to the United States. So this was not good. Now, ultimately, I think what the Treasury is going to do will be to impose a different tariff regime on phones and electronic goods, which will probably give an incentive for companies like Apple to move production out of China. Ultimately, this will work out, but the procedure on it really emboldened Beijing, and that was unfortunate.
You know, it seems more feasible to me now, talking with you and reading a little bit more this week, that Apple could move from China, because already to assemble these phones, there's a lot in China, but they go through 30 or 40 different countries to put them together.
Yes. Well, Apple, of all the companies in the world, will have the most difficulty getting out of China, because it has a big ecosystem. It's got a lot of suppliers, and it's been relying, for instance, on companies that use forced labor, which really is atrocious. When they move to other countries, that will be alleviated, but it'll take some time. But if Apple can do it, everybody else can do it. And we are seeing Apple move production to places like India, which shows that despite what we heard from Cupertino for a very long time, yes, they can do this, and they're being forced to do it, which just means Trump's tariffs are a good idea, because although people may not like the abrasiveness and the way that they were imposed, this was the only way to do it, Dom. The only way that Apple was ever going to move was when it had been forced to move.
Yeah, the problem with Apple, we both know too, is public pressure. They are too big to fail, meaning, yes, people support, we have to get after China on this, but they want Apple products. So you're right. It took something dramatic here even to have any consideration because, as you said, for years, they've been involved in either slave wages, forced labor, call it what you will. And with them, people look the other way.
Yes. Well, people certainly looked the other way at their plants where, you know, in all across China, where people were in really harsh conditions. But some of their suppliers have actually been using Uyghur labor in concentration camp-like conditions, far worse. And Apple has really been trying to lobby the U.S. government not to tighten sanctions on the importation of goods made with forced labor. They were leading the charge against the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act of 2021. Shame on Tim Cook. You know, this is the company which has been lecturing Americans on social justice and all the rest of it, but had been knowingly relying on forced labor. That's really, really hypocritical. And this is really, really wrong. And it was really disgusting.
When I look at China as the enemy, not an adversary, too, I give full credit, anybody that's an opponent even, Gordon, that I'm facing in any situation. Is it a stereotype? What I see there is I was impressed as an opponent. It's disgusting that they drilled down just on Daryl Morey, who was then the president of the Houston Rockets, Yao Ming connection. Then he came to Philadelphia. In his parting memo around that time coming here, he said, free Hong Kong, and they went to war, $1 billion, NBA, the NBA attacking us. In other words, they drilled down to the most minute thing. It's not just big picture with them. Is that true, and is that a strength of theirs?
Yeah, it is a strength of theirs, but you got to remember, though, that their tactics now have been counterproductive. So, for instance, they're threatening and actually have started to reduce the number of Hollywood movies that can be shown in China. Well, you know, they continue that, and Hollywood movies aren't going to be shown in China, which means Hollywood will no longer have an incentive to put the Chinese in a very good light. So these tactics, although they're effective in the short term, and with the NBA, they were really effective because the NBA was among the worst offenders of all of this. But, you know, once they start to go and actually implement their threats, they lose their power. And they're losing their power over us because Americans are starting to find their better instincts. And so this is going to work out well for us in the longer term. But as you point out, in the short term, yeah, we got to worry about what the NBA and Hollywood do.
Gordon Chang with us here. His newest book, Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America. I would give credit playing off a stereotype, which is lack of creativity and humor and all that, often stereotype. When the Russians tried to parody America in doing this. They had some stuff here about that they were ham-handed in the 2016 election. But the Chinese were pretty funny, I have to say, Gordon, when they put those parodies up last week of Americans, obese Americans, putting together goods in tough conditions here in America.
Yeah, well, it was funny. It was clever. But it also got to remember that my first reaction was, yeah, this was clever. My second reaction was to get pissed as hell. And I think that a lot of other Americans think the same way.
Yeah.
And we're starting to see some very, very dismissive comments from Chinese propagandists. And I don't think that they're working well because I think that they're going too far. You know, the first salvo, it was funny. It was clever. You know, it might have gotten some people to change their minds. I don't really think so. But as China continues this, they're just going overboard. And they're getting to a point where I think that they're angering Americans. And we're seeing this because of the change in our attitudes towards China. It is very different today than it was, for instance, 6 months ago. And 6 months ago was very different from pre-COVID. So public opinion is moving very fast against China right now.
Gordon, tell us what comes next in your view. What are you thinking? What are the tactics that they use coming next in this trade war?
Well, they're going to find other pressure points. So, for instance, after the embargo on rare earths, they then told Chinese airlines not to take deliveries of Boeing aircraft. Now, that's not very good for them because, they fly on Boeings. And if President Trump were to go and retaliate against that by prohibiting the sale of airplane parts and replacement parts to China, their fleet goes on the ground, can't fly. So these are things that we can do, and I think these are things that we should do because we've got to show China that they do not have what political scientists call escalation dominance. We continue to escalate. We show them that they can't win because the only way China can prevail in this, because we got all the high cards, the only way that China can prevail is to get President Trump to preemptively surrender. And the way they do that is by working on Wall Street, Main Street, C-suites, farmers to put pressure on Trump. I don't think Trump's going to back down because Trump understands how important this is and how critical it is to America's future.
Without a doubt. Thank you, Gordon, very much. We find you at Gordon G. Chang on X and the newest book, Playing Red, China's Project to Destroy America.
Thanks so much, Tom.
Thank you. Gordon Chang here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. Side question. You get it today. Something that people do, it doesn't have to be physical even, that is disturbing, annoying, disgusting, coming off wearing your pajamas to work day. I think we might do the exotic tomorrow. We're talking about it. 855-839-1210. That's how you can get on board. At 2 o'clock, we are going to talk with the chairman of the board of SEPTA, which is a very convoluted suburban-urban group. They are talking doomsday here. And imagine the Sixers were pitching this idea. And yeah, it's just going to take SEPTA down to the game in Chinatown. Remember that whole thing? And Henry, your point is they're going to cut off at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. How you get him back home? You get you there. You got to thumb it on your way home.
Yeah. Yeah. Have fun calling that Uber.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, for 15,000 people, 20,000 people coming out. Also, we'll talk with him. Already, people are flooding me with it. I get it. It's rare. And they contacted Dan and wanted to come on. We're happy to bring you people that want to talk about this, even if we see some of the difficult things to talk about here. Safety, some of the deals they've made, etc. All right? Disturbing to me today, though, is we are not hearing more. Now, initially, the first burst of the situation with Josh Shapiro, I haven't checked in the last half hour, where it comes out now that Penn Live has gotten, they claim, and I think it's accurate, the arrest warrant. The arrest warrant says this guy was doing it. He told them he was doing this attack because his brothers are being killed in Gaza and because Shapiro is one of the people supporting this. He was striking a blow for that, this alleged maniac. The Inquirer, I haven't seen them print anything on this yet. They're too busy. Trudy Ruman, who I've interviewed, is their big gravitas, international affairs. DJ just sent it to me. She's got a column at the Inquirer today saying that soon we're going to be remembering the 250th anniversary of America. She centers in on Paul Revere. April 19th, 1775, when the militias drove the British back from Lexington and Concord, sparked the American Revolutionary War, the Rebellion. It was the route Paul Revere and William Dawes traversed by horseback 250 years ago. She was driving through this old New England town visiting relatives. She thinks we need somebody doing the same with President Trump. Paul Revere now screaming. You'll see him by the orange of his skin, you know, the blonde of his hair. My God, Trudy Rubin is their big, that's gravitas. If Trudy Rubin says it, that's it. So she's New England, happens to be Paul Revere's ride. We need the same thing with the 250th anniversary to stop Trump. The fascists are coming. Trudy, do better. Come on now. 855-839-1210. This is the best they've got. Paul Revere. All right. And is Jalen Hurts one of the 100 most influential people in the world? Time Magazine, they printed it. They said it. I give you my athletes who I thought were influential in a broader sense, Leah Thomas more than Riley. If Leah Thomas didn't do what Leah Thomas did, then Riley Gaines wouldn't be the force that she is now. So I would go with Leah Thomas. Joe Biden last night, we'll play you a little bit of that, but we're going to talk with the chairman in about 15 minutes. Your calls first here on Talk Radio 1210. Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of Green Lift Muscle Complex and UC2 Collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage, promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. And right now, Rescue Glyco Plus is buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. That code, RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F. Use that to double up your order for free. Again, it's R-E-L-I-E-F. You can reach them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable Rescue product consultant. Use that code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Use that code RELIEF, R-E-L-I-E-F. Buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus. All right, who can do it here, Henry? Can you do that? Guy's voice is one of the best voices ever. You know, the buildup to it. And then when you get to Jordan, I would say they have about the best. I think people have just copied that intro music.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't. You hear it all over the place, shamelessly. Yeah, your Chicago Bulls and MS-13 as a presenting sponsor. I think Jesse Waters was a bit off, but the more we talk about this, this stuff that Dan gave me and somebody else sent me, Operation Raging Bull, with ice, they had to name it. There is a connection here with the Bulls.
It's
the
opening my mind a little bit. I still think it's outrageous.
I've heard they like the horn stuff. You know, there's a lot of these guys with the horns. And look, Democrats are going down the wrong path with this, defending this guy. If they had been so an outpouring for the people that have suffered of illegals killing, raping, etc., then they might have some standing to say, hey, do we really want to keep this guy in El Salvadorian jail? But trying to tell us he's the father of the year, he's a Marylander, he just happens to like the Chicago Bulls. They haven't answered that, really. It just seems a bit curious in 2019, Michael Jordan no longer there, whatever. And it's the Bulls hat with the horns that he's wearing. Maybe he's a wannabe. Maybe he wanted to hang around with MS-13. Maybe he wasn't actually a full-fledged gang member. Do we want that guy in the country when he's got two deport orders? The answer is no. Where are we going to send him? All right, that's the next thing. Kennedy Jr. today, too, sort of addressed the ADHD thing, which I think is more solid ground, big time, and talked about 3.4 million taking that, 11.4% of U.S. children ADHD, but males, 21%, those around the age of 14, and 23% of 17-year-olds are doing that. That's way out of line. And I just would caution him with autism. It's the same thing. This is overdone, overprescribed, et cetera. And I think autism is overdone with who we're diagnosing with autism. Gary in Newtown, Talk Radio 12. Hey, Gary, welcome in.
Hey, Don, how are you? Thank you.
Good, Gary.
I'd like to talk about earlier in the show. By the way, I heard Robert's answer, fantastic answer. When you had O'Reilly on the other day, I thought O'Reilly was going to say 50,000 by the end of the year with the stock market. And I thought, oh, my God, they're listening to Robert.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Well, Riley seemed to be in that camp a bit with Trump there. He's the best conduit that I have to Trump. I think he understands. Imagine O'Reilly in China getting worked up and the Chinese arresting him. But when he's there, he's going there to talk about Trump.
And then I love the way that you took the answer right out of my brain, which was the shopping cart. And then what else was in the grocery store? But the one that gets me, I'm going to remain consistent on poverty, and I'm going to remain consistent of the shopping in the grocery store, because it happened to me in Giant, of all places, where I'm sitting there trying to stretch my hard-earned dollars, because everything's got to be organic because of what I'm dealing with health-wise and with our kids. And everything's there. It's $100 for one bag, and the person in front of me's got soda, sugar cereals, sugar everything. There's not one healthy in the whole stinking basket and whips out an EBT card. It's insane.
The EBT thing in line is a great one. That public display and the card now, it's not stamps or whatever it was. It's a card. Like, yeah, here, just put that on my card. That's a good one.
No, it looks like a Visa card.
It does look like a Visa card. Yep, absolutely. Thank you. That's a good one. That's a public, and it's the manner of just carting this stuff up like you're actually paying for it. No, we're paying for it. By the way, Indiana, Dan's home of parts.
Well, no, don't say that.
Okay.
My home's New Jersey.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, with the time
lived
there.
Lived there for 10 years.
Yeah, right. 10 years is pretty good. They're one of the first states now, they joined others recently, that banned junk food / or at least soda, and I forget the other sugary thing that they banned. You can't be having welfare, EBT, and get that in Indiana now. I'm on the other side. Soda's not poison. It's not good for you, but stop with the poison stuff, RFK
Jr. Why are you using taxpayer, like isn't the whole idea of welfare to be for necessity?
Well, the whole idea, I would argue, is if you're legit and you're on it, and I would probably cull the EBT crowd by 25%, I'm fine with them having a soda, though. Dan, are we going to be that, Simon Legree? And do we have to say it's poison? So if you're saying it's not necessary, okay, I could live with that. Is it poison? Come on. A soda?
I mean, I'd be a hypocrite to call it poison because I drink so much of it.
Yeah.
But I can't fathom public funds going towards that. And I think what this kind of does, and maybe Indiana's playing 4D right. chess for RFK right. and friends, is this is a response now to the crowd that says, well, if you're against high fructose corn syrup and all these different right. dyes, shouldn't we right. be taking a look at, you know, paying for soda with public funds? And you know,
oh, it where is. Does the line it is all part of that.
Yeah.
All right, big guest coming up. The chairman of the board of SEPTA with us in the middle of this crisis. He's next here. But first, I don't think we'll be taking SEPTA. We'll be flying with conservative tours visiting Sicily, exotic Sicily. The Spaniards, the Germans, the Romans, they all came through Sicily. They left a big mark. We're going, Ro, you, me, and our listeners to the sun, the sea, and the unparalleled beauty of Mediterranean Europe and Sicily and Calabria this fall. All this with conservative tours, $55.44, including airfare. The dining events are legendary. I've been to 50 of them with conservative tours. Great food, wines, and the culture of the place. Bustling Palermo, Quattro Conte, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. Call 888-733-9494. Go to conservativetours.com. Don't forget the Godfather Tour. The locales from all three movies, the crown jewel of Sicily, Terramina, yeah, Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples, Savoca. We'll hit them all. It's ancient, charming, picturesque, and you will love doing it with Talk Radio 1210 listeners. And sometimes we have from other talk radio stations. Join us. All you have to do is call 888-733-9494.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.